Okay, Perek Shvi Halacha Beis. We're over on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Where are we? Yeah.
Yes.
Bat Yisrael Shadisa is the Koy. Rich Nisolo, Bein Abde Meluk, Bein Abde Tzon Barzel, Hare Elu Yochlu Betruma. Bat Kohen Shni Sekli Yisrael, Rich Nisolo, Bein Abde Meluk, Bein Abde Tzon Barzel, Hare Elu Lo Yochlu. Okay, so over here, the Avdei Tzon Barzel will eat because they belong to the Kohen, and the Avdei Meluk also eat because even the Kinyan of a Kohen, who is Kena, in this case the Hur Avodim, since she eats, so too do the Avodim eat. On the other hand, about Kohen, who loses now her rights to eat because she's Nisos LeYisrael, so over here, obviously, the Baal cannot be Ma'achil as a Yisrael, cannot be Ma'achil Kohenim. But she herself is not Ochelet, so therefore how can her Avodin be Ochelet? Halacha Gemel, Bat Yisrael sheniseit lekohen umeit, v'inicha me'uberet, lo yochlu avadel betruma, mipnei shalchok shel ubar. Since the uber has a chelek, so in other words, the uber has kinyonim in the eved, and an uber is not ma'achil, a ubar posel, but a no ma'achil. Give me Rabbi Yosef. Omar lei me'acher she'yadat habanu abat Yisrael kohen. So av bat kohen l'kohen should be the same thing. If you're telling me the problem is that an uber can't be ma'achil, what's an afkin of who is an uber of? So av bat kohen l'kohen umeit, v'nichem uberet, lo yochlu avadeh v'truma, v'vnei chelko shel ubar, because the uber is not ma'achil. Omar Rabbi Lezer, keni mas nisin. Avadea yochu, avadav lo yochu. And you have to explain this Mishnah. The way to understand it is like this. Avdei Tzon Barzel, in the case of the Uber, cannot eat because the chelek of the Uber. But the Avdei Malug, the Uber has no chelek in, of course. Right? They belong to her completely. That's not. Why would her pregnancy affect the Avdei Malug? The Avdei Malug, Shehem Shalayisha, Ochlim Betruma. Because if you don't say that, Dal Kain, he ochelet vavadea inan ochlim. If you think it's referring to Avdei Malug, so if she eats because she has other children, we're talking about where she could have other children. So therefore, there's no problem over here of the Uber not being Ma'achil. Why won't her avonim eat Truma? I thought we said that the Kinyan of a Kohen is also Ma'achil, Kinyan Kaspo. Right? Rabbi Yoshia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says not necessarily. Imizu, what you want to bring right from here, not necessarily. Afilu hi lo tocha. Maybe the idea over here is that since she's mu'uberet, the fact that she's mu'uberet passes her from eating truma too? Maybe. Omer b'chagai k'moda Rabbi Yossi. Lo, the Rabbi Yochanan Polik. The truth is that Rabbi Yochanan also agrees with what Rabbi Lezer is saying. There's no question Avadeh should eat. What he's saying over here is lo Omar ela mizo. This is not a raya, is all he says. He's not saying that logically it's not true. He's just saying, where do you see in the Mishnah that necessarily she's eating? Maybe she's not eating. It doesn't say what the din is about her. So all he's saying is, Mizu, afilu hilo tocha. But of course, the halacha is not like that. If she eats, so then her avonim also eat. Why wouldn't she eat? Alta uvde kamen Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Maisa, an actual such event, came by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, where a bat Yisrael had married to a kohen, and she was pregnant. So she asked whether her Avdei Maluk can eat Betruma. So he said, well, say urei echa tzibur noeg. I don't know. Whatever the minhag is in such cases, that's what you should do. So Rabbi Avdei Bishem Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, v'lo dvar halachazu. This is not necessarily here. It's in all cases that kol halacha, if you don't know what the halacha is, Ve'enat yodat mativa. You don't know how to paskin. You have a right to be tzeira. You can go out and see what people are doing. You realize if you don't know, then you can assume that the minig of the tzibur is that they know what they're doing. Let's wait and see. Anan chami tzibur lo omecho. We see that even though the ma'isa avdim look should be ochlim b'truma, we would follow a minhag that Avdei Melug are not Ochlim B'Truma, if she's Me'ubarat. So you see that even though you can't figure out necessarily the mechanism for such a thing, we follow that. Omra B'Yosa Hada Amra, since we say a Bat Yisrael, who is Me'ubarat and has other bonim, would eat B'Truma, and then Nicha Me'ubarat Eno Uba Posel at Mishra Uilacho. So, in a case where you have other children that would feed her, why would the Uber Pasel someone who themselves are Ru'uya Le'achol from the other children that she has? And all it says is that the Eina Ubar Ma'achil, Lo Ma'achil at Mishen Ro'uya Le'achol. If she's a Bas Yisrael and she was left an Almana, but she's pregnant, but she doesn't have any other children. So over there, she doesn't have a right to eat from her husband because he's dead. The Uber hasn't been born yet, so over there he can't eat. Over there, obviously, her avonim also not going to be able to eat. Tani, in the Tosefta, I changed the gears up here. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Shumavi, Hayabat Me'achelet. If a Kohen died, she leaving a pregnant wife, and she has now a son and a daughter, then her avodim go ahead and eat truma. What's the difference? Says Ravami b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Sfora is like this. She kenayo ro'uya l'tofsan min ha'mizonot. We're talking about over years, we said in the Bavli, b'nechasim mu'atim. So b'nechasim mu'atim, the takonos chazal was that ha'banot yizonu, and the banim yachzeruah al haptachim, if necessary. So if there's a ben and a bat, so then no of shach. Because even if it's a chasim muatim, the bat would now be zocher. So if the uber now is a zocher, he's not any different than his brothers. And his brothers aren't going to be able to prevent the yachila, because over here, they don't inherit the avodim, because the daughters get everything. And if the Uber is a bat, there was no mizonos that were given to her in the chasim muatim until she's yotzi la'avir ha'emon. So therefore, as the Gemara said in the Bavli, the chasim muatim is mabodav shach. Hanicha mu'ubarat makes no nafkamina. The isha, says the Gemara, but isn't the woman, even if let's say she didn't have a daughter, inaru yalat of samin a mizonot, forget about it. The din of mizonot for the daughter, which is a chasimuat. Can't she, the almana, go and take, if there's a chasimuat, can't she go and grab these nechasim in court that should be hers? So if that's the case, she can take the avadim to sell for her mizonot. So she's no different than the bat. So what do you have to say the case is the bat dafka? We should say that it's considered to be Bereshuta, and not Bereshuta Ubar. Because if you're talking about the Chasim Muat, and it says the Gemara, Ru'uya hi lidboa ketuvata ula abed mezonotea. It's not so pashut. Because since the halacha is that a woman who goes to court to collect her ketuva loses her mezonot, because now we're only metakein mezonot for an almana, so long as she maintains the estate of her husband. The moment that she goes to court and she says, look, I want to become independent, I want a house, I want to get remarried, give me my money, at that point, she's out of the original relationship. So therefore, since if she would be tovat, she doesn't have mizonos, the Chachomi did not give her the right to feed truma to Ravadim, because of her ability to go ahead and to collect the mizonos, because it's locked out. She may not have mizonos. Changing gears to here. V'kasha, and here's where the question of the Raisa Rabbana, v'kasha, the truma basically is halacha midvar teira, right? So, midir Raisa, the nechassim belong to the banim, the uber as a chelik in the nechassim, whether it's nechassim muatim or nechassim merubim, truma is asura lezarim. It's owned by a zar. Understand? How can the avonim eat truma? Because of the takana of mazain that we put into the ksuva, which is a dinan of the rabbanon, to be matir achilas truma diraisa. Answers the gemara. Kiman domar yaleim kiblu aleim et amasrot. Just like we say that in the days of Ezra, where they were mekabel on themselves. The Anu Korti Mamana, it says. We made a brit meinenu. We were mekabel on ourselves to give trumas and maisers, right? It says over there, Reshit Arisotenu. We're going to give Reshit Arisotenu. So they weren't chayim minatera, because Ein Ko Yeshve Aleha, so when Ein Kedushata Aleha, we're in this mandiyama, right? So therefore there's no fear. Nonetheless, they were mekabel on it. So that means that the whole chiyuv is only because of the Amanabi Me'ezra. The Amanabi Me'ezra is a drabbanan. It's not a d'oraisa. And therefore, we're doyechet because of the takona of mazain, which is a drabbanan. Good? Can't see your eyes, Bernay. Very confused. Ashkachas Amar. So it comes out of what you're saying, according to this, that Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, is now cholek al aviv. Rabbi Yossi holds that Trumas and Maisus Bismanas as the Rabbona. But now it turns out that Rabbi Yishmael is Gufa going to argue, because the only way that you understood over here Rabbi Yossi is that here we had Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Avi, Bas Machelas. Turns out that they disagree about the question of whether Trumas Bismanas is the Raisa or the Rabbona. Not Rabbi Ovi, but Al Ovi, just like we changed the gears up earlier, Mishum Abayim. Says, and again we have to change this gears, it's very confusing gears. Amar Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Chilfim. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Kapora, were Nimnu Al Avir Ashkelon, V'Tiaru Mipi Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoir. They all got together and they paskined that Ashkelon does not have a din of Eretz Amin, and its Avir is therefore Tahor, because Reb Pinchas ben Yoyer was made that Ashkelon is a chelek of Eretz Yisrael, because when he went to the international fair that took place in Ashkelon in 03, so he said, Yordima yinu l'sirki shel Ashkelon, we went to the international fair of Ashkelon, the lokhin chitin. We went there to buy chitin. Va'olim li'irenu, v'tovlin v'ochlim v'trumatenu. The kohanim would come back home, and they would go to Bitevel, and after Erev Shemesh, they would eat truma, because they were in contact with all of these hawkers, who also spit on them while they were talking. So they became tummy. But you see, we didn't require Azor Shlishi Vishvi because of Tumas Eretz Amin that's been timing like a Tumas Maze. So obviously they held that there was no din of Tumas Amin.
In Ashkelon as if it's Chazor?
Right. That's what he was made. So there were only Chayesh for Tuma of Azov. That the Tumas of Azor Azov from the Goyim that we're talking to them. L'machar bikshuli manot aleh lepotrum namaisers. So the next day, they wanted to pater Ashkelon for Trumas and Maisers because they held it was from the places Shekov Shemol and Mitzrayim and not Olei Bava, which is Potter and Maisers, but even there, it would not be Metame Mishum Eretz Ami. Only places which were not even including the original Gulais are Tome Mishum Eretz Ami. Umashach Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Yadav. He refused to be mitzaref to this new minyan that the next day they wanted now to pater maizrus in Ashkelon, and that's because even though shayim mistamecha al ben hakafar, even though normally he usually would rely on, would lean on Ben HaKafar, he wanted it to be very clear that he's walking away from this one. I refuse to this, to deal with this. Amarlo, and he told over here, Bar Kapara, Beni, Lomelo Amarti Mi, Mibnei Mama Shachti Et Yadech. Hey, why don't you ask me, how come you're walking away and not sticking with me? So that I could tell you why I don't agree. What are you looking at me like? It doesn't matter that I don't agree with you. Maybe I could show you that you're wrong, and I would have explained it to you, okay? Hayiti omer lecha. Etmol aniti meiti vaniti hatyata. When it comes to the inyan of the gezerah of Eretz Ha'amim, it's all gezerah d'rabbanan. A gezerah d'rabbanan. I could say, listen, the rabbanan asered, the rabbanan giveth, the rabbanan taketh away. So I have a right over there to be rely on it. It's, no, very good. I rely that it's not Eretz Ha'am. But what am I going to say over here? Trumas HaMaisris, I'm going to say, Achshav ani omer lecha, Shema shenitkapsha midvar Torah, hechani potra midvar Torah. When it comes to Trumas HaMaisris, maybe the halacha is that kof shum ole mitzrayim af apisha lo kif shum ole bavel. This is how I hold. So that means when he arrives, it's chayav in trumas ha-maisrus. How can I now go ahead and be matir nisr teir? So from here we see the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi holds that the kedush rishon is kitchul shaita, kitchul atid lavo, which means that he's arguing on what we said, according to his father, Rabbi Yossi, that we were only chayav bizman hazeh trumas ha-maisrus because of the amanah that was b'kedushas Ezra. The halacha is, he's saying not like that. Ashkach tani b'shem aviv. Afterwards, he found the Pharisee in Bryce that his father, Rabbi Yossi, said, me aleihem kibu aleihem et amasrot, that bizman hazeh et min rabbana, the amar, and he said, yehut. All very nice, they said before, that masrot b'divrehem, u'mazon abanot b'divrehem, V'divrayim okriyat divrayim. That's very good. I'll leave it the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Enochinam. If there's a takana of mizaynes of the banos, and you're wondering, so how do we rely on that for truma? That's because they're being very consistent. My father held it to the rabbanon, so my father held it. You know the munechasim muatim. Fine. Reb Shimon bar Yochai omer, Hayusham zecharim ma'achilim. The brisa continues. Reb Shimon ben Yochai holds, if there is a male among the children, then the avonim eat because of that male, and we don't worry about the chelak of the yogur at all. And the nekevot ein machilot. However, if there were banot, so then we have a problem. Why? Hayusham zecharim machilin, because they have a sveik. Shnei sveik. First of all, the suffix zakar, suffix nekev. That's 50%. Now you get into a row, because even if it was a zachar, maybe it's in a ben kayoma. So therefore, if you have a sveik, you have less than the row chances. So over there, midvar Torah lahakel, I don't have to worry about the chalko shel uber. Masha ein kein, if it's in the kevot, then you only have one suffix. This should be the correct usage in the kevot. Enan machilot b'shev shu suffix echad. Suffix ben kayoma, suffix eno ben kayoma. That's all, because whatever it is, Zochav Nekeva, he's the one that owns the property. And if that's the case, I mean, the Sofik Midvar Torah is Lahachmer. Because Memonushar, if he's a Zochar, it's all his. If it's a Nekeva, he splits it with the other Nekevas, right? Nekeva, he, Nasfachuka, Imahon.